105 Drive with Matt Webb.
So it is now 5:30 and I'm pleased to welcome into the studio this evening Rob and Lawrence for the usual Gadget Guide instalment. Afternoon or evening to both of you.
Evening Matt.
And what have you got to talk about today then?
Well, a few bits and pieces. So if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, we started off a sort of pre-Mobile World Congress item. That was just a couple of days, or I guess really as the Mobile World Congress was really warming up. So that's over in Barcelona. And pretty much the entire of the mobile technology industry descends on the city for the best part of a week. The conference itself sort of ran the following Monday to Wednesday, I think it was. But there's always the pre-show warm-up. And
gives all of the manufacturers a chance to show off their latest toys.
Exactly, and a bit of a guessing game as to who's going to announce what and what have you. And of course, at that point, we also had the impending news that Apple were going to be doing something. They never like to tell you exactly what.
They don't do Mobile World Congress.
No, they don't. They have their own special launch party, and we'll come on to what it was that they launched in just a moment. But we thought we'd come back this week and just have a quick look back at Mobile World Congress. Now that everything has been announced, now all
yes.
of the shiny stuff's come out. So what did we get right and what did we get wrong? Where shall we start? Probably the Samsung's new announcement, I think, is probably a good one.
Yes, I mean, Samsung were rumoured to be announcing the new Galaxy S6.
And they did
in duplicate.
That's a surprise.
They announced the S6 and the S6 Edge.
Okay, so what's the difference between those two?
So I got a chance to play with both on Wednesday this week, and the S6 is the new version of the Galaxy S range. So it is what's going to replace the S5, which came out last year. The difference on the S6 is it's a nice metal case, so nice feeling phone, very similar to a Fruity phone.
but very large.
Or to HTC.
Well.
Or to HTC. No, it's a 5.7 inch screen. 5. Double check the numbers.
5.3, I think it is.
Yes.
But it's still a fairly large form factor. And admittedly, all of the top end phones are going in that direction.
Yeah,
but
it's not 6 inches, though.
No, but it's the same size as, I think, the iPhone 6 Plus, so the larger of the two iPhones.
I don't think it's quite as big.
Okay.
You're going to check on that. I'll quickly talk about the S6 Edge as well. So the Note Edge was talked about last year, and they eventually launched that. And the Note 4 Edge was available. For me to see
the,
on
the
on
Note
Wednesday.
Being the sort of the tablet, but on the small side of the tablet,
yeah,
that sits in the middle.
Mini tablet, and the edge point of it is it's got curved edges, so the screen is flat across the top, and as it gets to the edges, it curves off round to the sides.
So that's not just the case curving round; it's the whole screen.
Yes.
So there's we've seen the trend of the bezel, the bit of the case that hasn't got screen on the front of it, getting smaller and smaller,
yes.
And now it's gone to zero.
Yeah. Now the screen actually wraps around the edge. So what appears on the edge is various bits of information. So on the Note, you get a menu and an interface that you can do things. So you can swipe things in from the side. On the S6 Edge, what they've done with the S6 Edge, because it's a lot smaller screen, is they've included in the standard Samsung operating system add-ons for Android various features so you can put your favorite 5 people in on the edge.
Oh, nice.
And when your phone is sitting on the desk down, face down, like I've got my non-Samsung phone sitting on the desk here, if someone sends you a message or calls you, and they're in that 5 people, the edge glows to their colour.
Oh, that's neat.
And then you can just touch the camera to respond with a preset message.
Oh, very nice. So it means that you're sort of getting that kind of non-interrupting.
Yeah, without having to have a watch on, a smartwatch or something like that. You're getting that sort of subtle feedback and useful information in a different way. So it's quite nice. Anyway, the S6 Edge is lighter because they've actually shaved off some of the metal to curve the screen round, so it's about 20 grams lighter than the S6.
Oh, very nice. The sizes, by the way, the S6 is, you're absolutely right, it's just fractionally smaller than the iPhone 6 Plus, so it's a bit bigger than the 6, which is comes in at 138 millimetres sort of long. The 6 Plus is 158, and the S6 sits somewhere in the middle at 143.
Yeah.
But the fact that the S6 Edge is the smaller one, that could actually,
well, the screen's the same size,
but it's lighter. Exactly. So that could actually appeal to people who thought, well, I kind of like to upgrade my phone, but they're getting a bit big.
I tell you what, when you hold the two in your hand, you go, the one that feels nice in the hand is the Edge, just because that screen wraps around and it just feels more like there's something to hold on to. You know, you look at it and you go, bar of soap, it's going to go straight out of my hand. But because the bezel is slightly proud of the Edge, so the Edge comes around and then there's a little bit of bezel, you've got something to hold on to and it feels nice in the hand and it does just feel good.
And of course, inside, they're not exactly hanging around on the innards either.
They've souped up the innards quite a lot, and it's got Samsung's own processor in it.
I think it's the 8-core.
Yes.
So hang on, this is basically 8 processors.
It's more processors than your laptop had a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's just phenomenal that's in your phone, but without sacrificing battery life. So they've managed to do smart things on the processor. It can shut down bits when it's not doing it. So if you're just reading your email, you're not using as much processor as if you were playing Angry Birds.
And this is a bit of technology that Arm, who are of course just up the road here in Cambridge, this is something that they've really been developing, pushing, is that of course whilst the conventional sort of desktop PC chips from Intel and AMD and so on, they get ever faster and ever more power efficient.
And of course you've got 240 volts to power that, so you don't care about how much power you're consuming.
But Arm are really pushing on the power consumption thing and with some really novel stuff. So for example, in some of these multi-core things where you put so many processors on the same bit of silicon, having some of them bigger than others. So it's not just that you've got 8 that are all identical necessarily. You've got one that's actually a smaller, lower power version, and that's the one that's running when you're just sitting there with your phone idle. So you don't even have to have one whole core going. You've just got a little one. So they've called it Big Little Technology, imaginatively named.
Yes. So, yes, the Samsung Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge are wonderful bits of kit. What is nice is that the Gear VR headset, which came out for the Note 4, is getting revised for the S6 range. So there will be a new Gear headset for the Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge. And this basically gives you an inexpensive virtual reality headset.
Ooh, interesting.
So under £200, and your phone clips into it. And then gives you a virtual reality headset.
Very nice.
Or a big screen TV, effectively. And
good for people who are travelling.
Yes, or you just want to watch stuff without interfering with someone else in the house. Someone else wants to watch something on one channel, you can watch it on your phone with your headset.
Very nice.
Very nice. I got to play with it. It was quite impressive. And technology to watch. It's only getting better.
Of course, it's not just Samsung that have announced the new toys as well. HTC have been at it as well.
Of course, they're the other Android manufacturer who've had metal body phones for quite a while now.
And they're 3 versions up, aren't they? They're the M9, the HTC One M9. I don't know what quite version number they're going with, but the M9 is I think out and available now. I think they launched it at the start of March, didn't they?
Yeah. Whereas the Samsung Galaxy S6 range will be available the 10th of April. They're taking pre-orders, apparently.
Right. So what's the sort of headline features of the M9? Anything exciting or
new WISI processor? You know, everyone's going new WISI processor. They've apparently souped up their boom sound speakers.
So this is for people who much like you get sort of phones that emphasize the cameras, the Nokia Lumias and the like, which really push the cameras. Yeah. HTC are pushing the audio side of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Samsung's Galaxy cameras are very good as well. So, I mean, don't get me wrong on those. They're very nice. And the screen is very good. HTC are saying that they've improved their screen, they've improved their cameras, and, like I said, the sound as well. So, interesting stuff.
Up to 20 megapixel cameras. These are now cameras that are very much rivaling at least the point-and-shoot ranges of cameras.
Oh, yes. The point-and-shoot camera market is seriously taking a beating from the high-end smartphones now, even the medium-range smartphones now.
Definitely. Anyway, we'll be back in a couple of minutes and we'll talk about what Apple may have announced.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much, guys. Natalie Imbruglia and Pineapple Head here on Cambridge 105, 13 minutes away from 6, on the way from 6 o'clock tonight. You've got the weekend warm-up with Mr. Neil White, so I will be having a chat with him in just a second, but we are smack bang in the middle of the Gadget Guide, where Rob and Lawrence are reviewing some of the big top tech news of the week, and what have we got to look forward to now?
So after wrapping up the Mobile World Congress stuff from about a week and a half ago now, the next big news in the tech industry that everyone was talking about the other day was Apple's Apple Watch. This is something that everyone's been saying, oh, they're about to release a watch for about the last 4 years.
I think probably 10 years.
If not more.
I think since they first produced one of those small iPods.
That's true, the little shuffle.
The little shuffle. I think that was probably when everyone said, oh, they should do a watch.
And indeed, you could get a watch strap for the shuffle.
And you could run an app that looked like a watch, yes.
Yeah, so in a sense, they sort of half did it, but not officially. So you could get your iPod Nanos and shuffles. Yeah, no, it's the Nano, wasn't it, that had the screen?
Yes.
The shuffle didn't.
Yes.
You could put that on your wrist if you really wanted to. but it took them the next however many years to actually get around to releasing a watch properly. And they've finally done it.
I still think they probably held back on a lot of plans when Google managed to get out the door a lot quicker with an Android-based watch.
True, I think
and possibly surprise them. You know, I mean, Pebble was sort of one of the first smartphones. Well, Sony were possibly ahead of Pebble, but you know, Sony and Pebble were coming out with stuff that you could buy straight away that would talk to your phone. And the beauty of both of them was you didn't have to have an Android device.
No, they would work with anything.
You know, they'd work with anything, so they'd work with your iPhone if you had one. Whereas Google coming out with something that was specifically for their platform was quite possibly a bit of a wake-up call to Apple, and I think that it might have pushed them back a bit. They might have gone back to the drawing board on a few things.
And just made sure they had a really good product before launching it.
So what they launched on the 5th of March was the watch. They launched a bunch of other stuff as well. So they launched a very cool new MacBook, and this one is under a kilo.
Yes, we'll have to come on to that in a few minutes,
but
I think.
The MacBook is very cool. But of course, the big news is the watch. Now, the watch will be available from Apple stores on the same day in multiple countries. So it's not a case of, like, we always worry about the US getting things first. It will be available in the UK, in Germany, in the US, Canada, Australia, China, France, Hong Kong and Japan, all on the 24th of April.
I think that's fairly typical of Apple, though, isn't it? They normally do with the new iPhones. They tend to simultaneously launch it.
Yes. Although this is their first new product that is something totally different for a long while.
Good point, yes.
We've had new iPhones, we've had new MacBooks, we've had new iPads. This is the first thing that's something totally different.
And it'll be interesting in a sense because it's not something that defines a new market in the way that the iPad did. And yes, there were sort of tablets before the iPad, but really the iPad was the first tablet that people stood up and cared about.
Yes.
In a sense. And similarly, the iPhone, again, there were plenty of smartphones before the iPhone. But again, it was the one that really captured everyone.
It made touch really usable.
Exactly. They got it right.
It brought a nice screen. It brought a nice interface. And yeah.
Whereas watches, or smartwatches rather,
have now been kicking around a while.
And they've got popularity. So yeah, you've got one on. Several of my work colleagues, admittedly I work in a technology company. But the point is that if not quite mainstream, they're not as niche as tablets were before the iPad.
And as we've said in previous shows, you know, the uptake is increasing. But it's still a very small number against the people who go and buy a Citizen or a Rolex or an Amiga.
That's true, yes.
And, you know, you look at the price tags of those and you go, you know, you're spending hundreds to thousands of pounds. Would you spend that on a bit of technology?
And what sort of prices are we talking here? Because the likes of the Pebbles and some of the other smartwatches are in the sort of anywhere from £100 up to a few hundred pounds,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes. So Apple are starting at £300 including VAT. So
right.
They're at
the high end
already for their entry level.
And that's interesting because that's actually approaching, well, in fact, in some cases exceeding a decent smartphone.
It is.
Just for the watch.
It is. I mean, you can pick up Samsung's mid-range stuff for less than that, SIM-free.
Yeah.
So, you know, £299 to £339 for their entry levels, £339 for the slightly bigger screen. So now they've gone for two screen sizes.
Yes. Interesting.
Then there's the mid-range. So that's the Apple Watch Sport. Then there's the Apple Watch, starts £479 to £949.
Wow.
Okay. And there you can have all sorts of straps, you can have stainless steel faces, and you know, all sorts of things.
At that point, it is a fashion statement, isn't it?
No. We haven't got to the fashion statement yet. The fashion statement is the Apple Watch Edition.
No. I'm going to say the Apple Watch is the fashion statement. The Apple Watch Apple Edition, or whatever it is.
The Apple Watch Edition.
Edition. That's the status symbol.
Yes.
Okay, that's beyond a fashion statement. That is a status symbol. How much does that come out to?
This is a please take my arm off with a chainsaw and steal my watch price of £8,000.
And how many do you reckon they're going to sell those ones?
I mean, you know, they're your exceeding expensive Rolexes.
Yeah. And the battery's not going to last as long either.
No, it's still a charge it every day thing. you don't get a man trailing behind you with a cart full of batteries to keep you going.
Blimey. Well, and the release date was April for these, was it?
So all of these will be available on the 24th of April at your Apple store near you.
Oh, very nice. So we said we'd just jump back very briefly to the MacBook before we go. And this one's been controversial, hasn't it? Because of one word, which is ports.
USB-C. So USB-C is a new standard that Intel helped develop. And it's an any-way up connection for a start. So right, you won't have that, which way do you plug it in? That way up. No, it was the first way up anyway.
Exactly. Everyone knows that USB plugs have three ways up. It's the first way, the second way, and then the correct way.
Yes. So it's an any-way connection. It's a magnetic clip thing like Apple's chargers have been, which we've got used to. You know, you just hold the connection near it
and it sort of sucks it in.
And it can charge. So in and out charge.
And this isn't just for charging things like mobile phones. This is for charging laptops, isn't it?
Yes, so in other words, you can plug it into a wall brick and plug your laptop in using this to charge your laptop. And, you know, I'm guessing they'll start to add this to other things. Now, Apple aren't unique with the USB-C. Google's latest Chromebook supports USB-C. Big difference. The Chromebook has several. The MacBook has one.
So to be clear, this is one port which you charge your laptop, you use for plugging in external displays.
External storage.
Your external network, your mouse, your phone charging,
yep.
Your memory key.
You only have one port.
No.
Yes. So if you want a wired Ethernet connection, sorry, you can't use a wired mouse unless you have a hub.
Yep.
So they're going to be selling lots of hubs.
And of course, that if you want to have your laptop plugged into the mains at the same time as having
your
mouse.
You're going to have to have a charged powered hub.
Exactly. So there's going to be very interesting.
We sold you the base product. We're going to make the money on the accessories, aren't we?
And it's just going to be everyone's going to have their MacBook and then the pile of wires next to it, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, the MacBook itself will look very nice and slick and tidy. It's all the stuff to make it work that'll be a mess.
Very nice.
Separate bag for cables.
Excellent stuff. Thank you very much, guys.
Yep, we'll be back, Matt, in a couple of weeks, 27th, and next time we'll be talking about more wearable tech. There's been a wearable tech event down at XL in London, and we'll be bringing you all the latest news in wearables.
Wonderful stuff. Rob Lawrence, thank you very much.